I'm Paul, an alcoholic. It's good to be here. Thank you for asking me to speak, Bobby. It's a privilege to do this. So, first of all, I'd like to say I tried to stay spiritual today, knowing that I was going to speak here tonight. And I called my sponsor with one situation, so I didn't have that blocking me off of me. And I didn't react on it, so that was good. So anyway, but my experience with step three is going to be my experience, and if I throw an opinion in there, it's going to be my opinion. So I had read over the first two steps a few times and got together with my sponsor, and we went over those, and he decided it was time for me to move on. Like he was making the decisions, I wasn't. Basically, I put myself in his hands. Like, you know, I knew he had something that I wanted, and so I was willing to do with anything that he suggested or he told me to do. So anyway, we got together in his living room, and after going through the first two steps, he started reading this whole step to me. He read the whole thing to me, which just kind of blew me away that he took the time to do that with his wife in the kitchen doing the dishes from dinner. He still had his work clothes on. He needed a shower because he's a contractor and worked in the mud and everything else. He was a landscaper, landscape construction and stuff. So like, it kind of like blew me away that he was taking the time to do this with me, because we sat there for a couple of hours in his living room. And he read it to me and he explained what it was saying. And I just went along with it, you know. He basically told me that by making that decision tonight, I was saying I was going to do the rest of the 12 steps. And the reason that I was sitting there with him was so that I could help another alcoholic to do the same thing that he was doing with me. And so I just kind of like went along with whatever he was telling me to do. I was a mess, you know. I was a wreck, and like, you know, it was okay with me. I was just hoping that this was going to work, you know. And I didn't really think a whole lot about turning my life and my will over to God, and what that really means. Other than, you know, it has a different meaning for me today, because every morning when I get up, I have to acknowledge that I did that. You know, so I still every day have something I have to do that coincides with what the third step says. You know, that, you know, I have to do his will and not mine. And I still suck at it, you know. But I still try to do that. So, I mean, basically at this point, when we're sitting there, you know, because the last paragraph, it talks about, you know, what we're going to do next, and is telling me that I have to take vigorous action, you know. So I have to look at this like it's a job, you know. It's like, you know, it's not like in my spare time. It's not when I want to do it, not when it's convenient for me and everybody else, you know. It's like I have to set time aside, allotted, to work on these steps. So, you know, he kind of like laid it out to me what my schedule was going to be. You know, I needed discipline. I wasn't disciplined, you know. I was finally working, you know, a 45-hour job. I was married, had a kid, you know, and the wife worked. So, you know, it wasn't like I was just sitting around and had all the time to work on this stuff. So, so I set up a schedule and so anyway, it was kind of like, you know, thank God I did this stuff. You know, like it explains in the book, like what we're like and what we're supposed to be like. And like, I had no control over that, what I'm supposed to be like, you know, what I used to be like and what I'm supposed to be like today. That's kind of like an ideal on a daily basis, you know. Like, I still get caught up in shit, and I can refer back to this third step to try to get myself out of it, to see what I'm doing wrong and what, you know, how I'm trying to control situations and look at my behavior. I can still look at my behavior as it tells me to do in the third step, the way I used to be and the way I am now. You know, like, if I get blocked up from God, I'm going to be selfish, self-centered, the whole nine yards. I'll be just the way like I used to be. Like, I can't control that. I can't control my behavior. It's like, I have to stay spiritual on a daily basis. I have to continue to clean up my wreckage and stuff like that. So anyway, thank God I did this. I just went along with it, and we got down on our knees and said the third step prayer holding hands. And I thought it was really fucking weird, I'm like, what the fuck, But we did it, and I felt great after that. I felt lighter inside, I felt like maybe I was doing the right thing, and now I had some direction on what to do, and he was giving me the directions, Like when I was in school or working, I wouldn't follow directions. I wouldn't do what people wanted me to do. I'd do what I wanted to do. It was like, fuck you if I didn't want to do it, But this was different. I mean, my sponsor, he wasn't easy on me. He told me, to go find somebody else at one point before we did this, that he tried helping me before. I think the kind of the way he treated me was the way I needed to be treated, It was like, it wasn't like Mr. Nice Guy, And that's what I needed, And I have a hard time treating people like that today. It's like, whenever I walk in anything with him, he'd say, well, I don't think I could help you, And it just kept it simple. It's like, I can't do this. If you don't want to do it, then fine, I wish I could remember to say that stuff instead of banging my head against the wall with people, Instead of saying, okay, I can't help you, so... But it was really simple, and it was really good for me. And my experience with this is kind of like how I carry the message on to other people. It's the way I was taught to do it. Is my time up? No. Need the bells? Whatever. What else do I want to say? I really don't have a whole lot more to say about it other than, thank God. I got down on my knees that night. Thank God I ended up with him, and thank God I got involved in this process. And, I continue to work this on a daily basis. So it's good to be here.